J.D. Vance, Tim Ryan claims to back the working man but has no plan to secure border, tackle fentanyl crisis. By Jacob Bliss and John Binder on September 1, 2022. J.D. Vance, the Republican running against Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., for Ohio's open United States Senate seat, said recently on the campaign trail the impact of drugs and migration is hugely negative for Ohioans. Vance, during his Wednesday appearance on Fox News Channel's Mornings with Maria Bartiromo, spoke about the impact of an open U.S.-Mexico border, which has resulted in nearly 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens arriving since President Joe Biden took office and now more than 100,000 Americans dying annually from drug overdoses, many linked to fentanyl. This is one of the things that really bothers me about Tim Ryan. He says he stands for the working man, Vance said, explaining that it is also hugely negative for Ohioans. Vance noted that the millions of illegal aliens crossing the southern border under Biden are flooding the U.S. labor market, driving down wages, and forcing working-class Americans to compete against a growing number of foreign workers for American jobs. Ohio, Vance said, also remains the third leading state when it comes to opioid overdose deaths. Let's actually secure the border so that we don't have 100,000 Americans dying of fentanyl overdoses, Vance said. Joe Biden and Tim Ryan have basically turned the U.S. southern border into the drug and sex trafficking capital of the world. We have got to shut this down. We can't run away from the border issue because it's making our country poor. Emphasis added. Indeed, while multinational corporates, Wall Street, and real estate investors are the biggest beneficiaries of mass immigration to the U.S., working and middle-class Americans suffer the most as wages are dragged down. The job market gets more saturated, and investment shifts increasingly to the coasts outside of middle American states like Ohio. Corporate special interest groups, lobbying for an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, have shown that such a plan drives tens of billions in investment to coastal states like New York and California while further gutting middle American states. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.